Two javelina, also known as collared peccaries, were spotted last September running through the streets of a subdivision in the eastern foothills of Yuma. A resident took a video of the pair, and that video found its way to Chris Bettinger's inbox, a public information officer with Arizona Game and Fish.
We've never seen any javelina in Mesa del Sol before, or even in the Gila Valley, so it was pretty interesting to see that video.
The Gila River should flow from the Mogollon Mountains in New Mexico to the Colorado River near Yuma, but its waters are used up by the time the Gila River reaches southwestern Arizona. Vegetation and cover in the often dry riverbed make it an attractive route for javelina.
They're using that as a corridor and making their way towards Yuma.
The species is native to South America, but is now commonly seen in Texas, New Mexico, and Arizona. Javelina travel in groups of up to 20 animals. They eat plants primarily, but will also eat insects and garbage. Since the fall video, no other javelina have been reported in Yuma, but just a few miles east, over the Gila Mountains, the javelina are regular visitors to farms along the riverbed in Mohawk Valley.
They dig, they root, they tend to travel in groups, so they pretty much have a little party in the field every night.
That's Vicki Scott, the food safety director for Amigo Farms. She says in addition to destroying crops, the animals also leave bacteria in the fields. For the last 3 years, Game and Fish has partnered with local growers to sponsor a year-round over-the-counter hunt. Local retailers have sold hundreds of javelina hunting tags since the program began. The pressure from this hunt may have unintentionally pushed a few of the animals even further west, into the outskirts of Yuma. In Yuma, I'm Amanda Soliday.